Many people have lung nodules, which are abnormalities growing on the lungs. Though they're not always cancerous, it's important to undergo testing to verify. One of these tests is called a bronchoscopy. I'm here today to discuss with Dr. Niraj Desai, an interventional pulmonology and pulmonary specialist at Ascension, Illinois. This is Amida Healthcast, the podcast from Amida Health. I'm your host, Prakash Chandran. Dr. Desai, thank you so much for joining us today. I truly appreciate your time. Now, I mentioned this briefly at the top, but I was hoping that you could just speak at a high level about what lung nodules are.
Thank you so much, Prakash. Thanks for inviting me. You know, great question. I think it's a very common problem. You know, about 1.6 million lung nodules. And, you know, this comes from an old study. It's predicted to be more than 4 to 5 million per year that we detect lung nodules. So very common problem. And these lung nodules are spots. Oftentimes they're called, you know, masses or, you know, maladies that are detected on a CT scan. And this can be detected when someone goes in for a routine checkup to see if they have a cardiac problem, or they may be detected in someone who has risk factors for lung cancer and they go through a low-dose CT scan. You know, I have to tell you that most of these nodules are going to be benign, but some are not. And so it is very important to distinguish and manage these nodules appropriately.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And how do you go about doing that? Because, you know, when you do hear nodule or masses, you're like, well, that's something scary. It's potentially cancerous. So how do you go about evaluating whether a nodule is cancerous or not and whether to kind of administer that treatment?
You are absolutely correct. I think it is so scary, right? And I think when we hear those terms, we are only thinking about, you know, the worst case scenario, that is lung cancer. And I have to tell you, I think most of my patients that come into my clinic, they have already, you know, made up their mind that they have lung cancer. So I think the first thing that comes up to, you know, me is that when I talk to my patients, we will sit down and let them know that not all nodules are going to be cancerous. And rather, overwhelmingly, majority of these lung nodules are going to be benign. Now, the way we would approach this is first, you know, taking a look at they are risk factors, you know, sitting down with our patients, looking at the radiologic imaging, and there are ways, minimally invasive ways, blood-based markers that we can check to evaluate someone's probability of being cancer or the risk of being cancerous. Also, there are certain models that we utilize to help, you know, come up with a probability of something being malignant. Now, if that probability, Prakash, if it's very high, you know, or intermediate, then we have different options to approach these nodules.
Okay. And you're starting to get into the process, but at Ascension, Illinois specifically, can you talk a little bit about how lung nodules are evaluated there?
We at Ascension, Illinois have the cutting edge tools to help our patient, you know, diagnose early and also accurately these lung nodules. We also have a comprehensive interdisciplinary lung nodule program, which also includes our multidisciplinary tumor board. What that means is that when our patients come in to see a physician, they have been discussed in tumor boards and by several physicians who specialize in lung nodules and come up with the best treatment plan for them. Now, one of the ways we would analyze our patients is by simply doing some blood tests, like blood test markers. This new test called Notify XL2, which actually helps us predict if patients have higher risk for cancer. Now, if they require biopsy, and I have to tell you that, you know, back in the day, it was very difficult to get these biopsy of these lung nodules because we had different tools, but very tools that did not have either good safety profile or were very low, you know, had low, very low diagnostic yields, like, you know, CT guided needle biopsy or even routine bronchoscopy. At Ascension, Illinois, we have robotic assisted bronchoscopy, which is really, in simple terms, GPS of the lungs. It helps us to get to those small nodules in the lung and those spaces that were inaccessible to us before. And are really, I think the diagnostic yields and the safety profile is extremely favorable for our patients.
Yeah, that's incredible. And just by way of process, you mentioned that you kind of look at the blood-based markers, you review the models of ones potentially being malignant. And if it is identified, that is when you would kind of graduate to this robotic-assisted bronchoscopy to remove that potentially malignant nodule. Is that correct?
That is correct. Absolutely. I think what we don't want to do, Prakash, is that, you know, biopsy all nodules. Certainly, if someone has a low risk, and you know, who is low risk for cancer, and oftentimes we find ourselves just getting another repeat CT scan. So if someone happens to be in the intermediate to high risk, and at that time, we usually consider biopsy or surgery.
So how common are lung nodule evaluations in your practice?
I would say my practice, which is primarily lung nodules and lung cancer related practice, we usually see at least 4 to 5 lung nodules in our clinic every day.
Okay, so in the 4 to 5 that come to you a day, could you tactically walk us through what a lung nodule patient evaluation looks like?
Absolutely, Prakashan. I think, and I'll go over, you know, I would say the in all the patients, you know, that are some that are high risk or low risk as well. You know, as I was mentioning earlier, when patients come in, the first thing that we would do is, you know, we would take a look at their risk factor. And in that, we, you know, oftentimes we will, you know, take a look at their CT scan together. One of the first things that you want to see in the lung nodule is how big is the nodule? You know, is this a large nodule? In this case, larger the nodules, the higher the chance of this being cancerous. Smaller nodules don't have that high incidence of being cancerous. Then we go on to how the lung nodule appears. You know, do they have some high-risk features? And one of the classically described features that we really look for is spiculations. Do they have a spiculated border? That translates into, you know, higher risk of malignancy. And then we look at if there are other areas of abnormalities, such as, you know, is this the only nodule that they have? Do they have any lymph node involvement or enlargement? That might sway their risk to being a higher risk for malignancy. Now, one of those, that all of these things are sort of put together to, you know, a calculator. What we, you know, there are two calculators that we commonly use. One is Mayo Clinic calculator, which is essentially, you know, it's a prediction model. And also there is Brock University prediction model to help risk stratify our patients.
Okay, understood. So after that initial evaluation where you're looking at the size of the nodule and you look through, I guess, the models, the ones that you were just describing, what happens? Is that all kind of in the same evaluation or does that happen over the course of, for example, a couple of days?
Usually, you know, this happens over a couple of visits. You know, most of the times we are at that point where we're looking at risk stratification. And once we identify their risk, Prakash, we sit down and we look at, you know, evidence-based guidelines, such as, you know, Fleischner Society guidelines for incidental lung nodules and also lung rads for nodules detected by lung cancer screening. And in that pathways on, you know, it may be that we may do non-invasive testing such as PET scan, or which is, you know, a test to evaluate if the lung nodules have activity or not, or we may get a short interval CT scan. And if that CT scan shows stability or improvement, it may be that we would not pursue any further scans as well.
So I wanted to move on to the technology itself. You know, you mentioned the robotic assisted bronchoscopy. Could you tell us a little bit more about how that works?
Absolutely, Prakash. So robotic assisted navigational bronchoscopy is the newest of the technology in our tools in our armamentarium. You know, really at our center, what we use is ION robotic assisted bronchoscopy system. And really this platform is very different than most of the platforms that we have seen being used in the past. The way it works, it has a shape sensing technology. And it essentially, the catheter that is introduced into the patient has a sensor throughout their catheter. Now, I often, you know, joke about this is that, and I think most of the patients are very savvy and they know it is not a robot that is doing everything. It is a physician assisted technology. That means the physician is still in charge. So your doctor is still in charge of the procedure and navigating through your lungs. Now, like GPS, we prepare nodule as the target that we need to biopsy. And then we go ahead and biopsy these nodules. And really, these shape sensing or fiber optic sensors help us correctly identify how far away we are from the lesion and where we are within the lesion also. And one of the key things about our program is when we are extremely fortunate, and also our patients, is that we actually have access to pathologists in our procedural suite, interventional suite, all the time when we do this procedure. So we take samples, we give it to our pathologist, and during the procedure, they are evaluating and telling us what the patients have. You know, all our patients appreciate it a lot because, you know, once we're done with the procedure, we come outside and we can tell our patients exactly what they have. And if they have cancer, then, you know, we are not wasting time to get the final results, but we're moving on to the next step.
Yeah, it all sounds truly amazing, Dr. Desai. So, you know, just before we close here today, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our audience regarding lung nodules or robotic-assisted bronchoscopy?
Yeah, I think one thing which is really very important for our patients, there have been a lot of innovations in technology from biomarkers to robotic bronchoscopy that can help them accurately diagnose lung nodules. And at our Ascension Lung Nodule Program, we have all of these elements. And along with that, we have a multidisciplinary team that work very diligently throughout their process to alleviate their anxiety, come up with the most accurate diagnosis in a very safe manner.
Well, Dr. Desai, I think that is a great place to end. Thank you again so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Prakash.
That was Dr. Niraj Desai, an interventional pulmonology and pulmonary specialist at Ascension, Illinois. Thanks for listening to Amida Healthcast, the podcast from Amida Health. For more information, you can visit amidahealth.org. My name is Prakash Chandran. Thank you again for listening, and we'll talk next time.